Categorizing speech that you hear into the speech sound categories of your language is an important skill. For speakers of a language, this becomes automatic, and in fact, speakers lose a lot of their ability to hear small differences between speech sounds that are in the same category. We have perceptual categories in places other than speech that can provide a helpful analogy. For example, a spectrum of light frequencies changes from one color to the next, but if you look within a particular color, for me the red and green in this image, it looks the same over a wide band. The light frequency is changing continuously across the image, but our brain categorizes it into discrete chunks with somewhat more abrupt-looking changes at the edges. You can play an example of some computer-synthesized speech where the sound is changed acoustically by the exact same amount from one syllable to the next. When you listen to it, though, it will sound like the same syllable over and over until it abruptly changes to something different. This continuum of synthesized speech goes from ba to da to ga. It turns out that this categorical perception is more robust for consonants than vowels. For vowels, people are better at hearing small differences. In other words, their perception is more continuous.